And it is time now for this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. I want to take a minute to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, Orange County Animal Services, Paws Forever, the Goat House Refuge, Independent Animal Rescue, and the one that's joining us today, Cat Tails Cat Cafe in downtown Chapel Hill on West Franklin Street. Great spot to head down and hang out with a whole bunch of cats and maybe adopt one and make them part of your family. CatTailsCatCafe.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Joined today by three guests in the studio, three human guests, that is. We've got Katie Poitras, as always, from Cat Tails Cat Cafe. And we're also joined by Brian and Lauren, who are currently fostering today's pet of the week, an adorable cat named a Little Man, who is currently still in the process of exploring the studio, but also here with us as well. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Thanks for having us. This is exciting.
So tell us about Little Man. What's he like?
So Little Man, as you can see, is super adorable. He's about a one-year-old little guy. He's not a little guy. He's a big guy. He's a really neat tabby in the most adorable face.
It's problem with naming him Little Man is eventually that name starts to become ironic.
But he's got tons of personality. He's very spunky. He was spunky enough when he came to Cat Tails that we thought maybe he needed a little bit of a timeout and sent him to reform school with our awesome fosters. So I think he had come out of a colony out of Fukui Verena area.
Okay.
And just needed to have a time to settle in and get used to home life. And now he's doing awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Brian and Lauren, what's he like?
Yeah, I will say he is adorable. He's very social, loves to play. He will follow you everywhere. Sometimes I'm curious if we are fostering a cat or a dog.
Right.
But he is a lot of fun to have around the house. And sometimes he'll even snuggle if he's feeling really, really
awesome.
Cuddly that evening.
I really like cat-like dogs and dog-like cats.
Yeah, definitely dog-cat energy for sure.
What kind of toys does he like?
Yes.
All of them.
He loves string toys. Also, he loves to chase things down. We're trying to teach him fetch. He'll definitely chase. He is yet to retrieve.
Okay.
So we're working on that part. So.
My cat is not great at that either. He'll he'll fetch, return, chase, and that's it. Then he just loses interest. But he does it once. It's very impressive. What's the foster situation like for folks who work with you at Cat Tails Cat Cafe? Like, how many fosters do you work with, and how does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. And something that I'm not sure people realize about Cat Tails. So we work with Beautiful Together Animal Rescue. They're our rescue partner. So Cat Tails gets all their cats from Beautiful Together. And then Beautiful Together is getting cats from all different scenarios. So they get sometimes owner surrenders if it's a really special circumstance. But mainly what they focus on is pulling cats from high-risk county shelters in the area. Not particularly Orange County, because as you know, they do a terrific job. They've got great resources, and they honestly just don't need our help. So we try to put our efforts into helping some of these county shelters like Caswell, Lee County, Wake County, just some that tend to get overwhelmed easily.
Mm-hmm.
So cats cannot come directly from the county shelters to Cat Tails. They need to go to foster for a couple weeks. And that's what we call the cattail short-term fostering. So it's just a time for the cat to decompress, get used to being in a home, and just to make sure we're catching any little sicknesses, make sure they're fully vaccinated before they come join the crew at Cat Tails. So we cannot function without our foster network. I mean, they are truly what keeps us going and stocked with cats. And then on the other end of that is if we get a cat to Cat Tails and we find that it's not the right time, it's not happy, it's too stressed, then maybe we'll go back to our foster network and see if there's anyone available to take them at that time. So that's where Brian and Lauren came in.
Awesome.
Yeah, and if you follow Cat Tails and you follow our social media and you know all about the Mr. Jingles success story.
Yeah.
These are the wonderful fosters that got him where he needed to be. So
that's great.
If you know, but if you don't, you may want to go check it out because it was a pretty fabulous story.
How did you two get into fostering in the first place?
You know what? Actually, I just love cats.
Okay.
I love cats, and I'm not in a place to adopt one yet. So
okay.
I figured this was the next best solution. And it's actually been really, really rewarding in a lot of ways. Particularly with Jingles and also with Little Man, we found some of them have a few little quirks
here and
there. And we're able to figure out kind of why those are occurring as opposed to just kind of assuming that they're being naughty, as Katie likes to say.
Right.
And honestly, we've been able to make a lot of them a little more adoptable. Even Little Man, it's like, oh, well, he does this because he really likes toys, you know, as opposed to him just messing around. So
fair.
Yeah, and we're able to explain that to potential future parents and everything.
Awesome. How long have you had him?
So we've had Little Man for about a month or so, okay. I believe. Yeah, he's blossomed a little bit since we've had him. Initially, there was a lot of sprinting involved.
Okay, right.
And now we've gotten to a lot more of a place where he's just showing more of his personality, how cuddly he is, how playful he is, and just the joy that he brings.
Yeah, so Brian and Lauren are like the dream foster team. They meet the cats where the cats are,
right.
You know, and then see what they can do to get them to blossom. And what's great about fosters like that is they gather information, and that is the key to successful adoption. So we try to be as transparent with all of our potential adopters about all the cats, good and bad. And then that way, you know, they really know what they're getting themselves into. And that always leads to just more successful adoptions and long-term happiness.
Speaking with Katie Poitras, again, cattailscatcafe.com is the website. For more information on them, you can schedule an appointment to go in and visit all the cats that they've got there and maybe potentially adopt one, including Little Man as the next member of your family. Mm-hmm. Brian and Lauren also here who are fostering Little Man right now and getting back to Little Man, who's the reason for the season.
Yeah.
What kind of home do you think would be perfect for him?
So, as you know, when we have young kittens, we do generally encourage people to have more than one cat.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Little Man would be very happy as an only cat. He'd probably be thrilled with a nice, respectful dog. Again, he's got that dog cat energy.
Okay, all right.
Anything to add to that?
I would say he definitely would be happy with other cats as well because he's so playful. I mean, we can certainly play with him, but I think to just wrestle a little bit with another little kitten, nothing would make him happier.
Yeah.
The reality is, though, he is very flexible, and I think he would do well in a lot of different environments. As long as there's an environment where he can be engaging in play, but then can also chill out and relax with you, it'd make him happy.
Yeah, he might need some room.
Might need a little
space. Not a studio apartment, I'm thinking.
Probably not.
We're going to have photos of Little Man up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Bark Report section of our town square. Also up on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. So check out those pages throughout the day today for more photos and information. And, of course, you can always visit cattailscatcafe.com for photos and more information on Little Man and all of the great cats that they've got available to adopt all the time. Anything else going on at Cattails that folks should
know? Everyone should know that we are at kitten season. It is here. So this is the time to get your cat spayed and neutered if you haven't. It's really important. And also, this is when all rescues are desperate for fosters. So if you have been considering being a foster, sign up with any rescue that appeals to you. Everybody would be thrilled to have you. So.
Sounds good. Again, cattailscatcafe.com is the website. Go there, find out more, and check out our website, chapelboro.com, the Bark Report of the Town Square, for photos and more information on Little Man and how you can maybe adopt him and bring him into your family. Thank you so much to all three of you, Katie, Laurel, Brian, for being with us today, and Lauren, Brian, for being with us today, and thanks for bringing in Little Man.
Thanks so much for having us.
And again, cattailscatcafe.com is the website for more information. Thanks again to Brian and Lauren, and also to Cattails for bringing Little Man in to visit us this morning.